Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana, their friends and family. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide. And that means you. Worldwide. And here we go.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
We have a very important show today, and yes, it is true. I think all my shows are very important. This one especially, because it majorly impacts your health, and the topic is overcoming adversity with our health guru, Beverly Nadler. It is no surprise that life has challenges, crises, obstacles, and traumas. This is true for just about everyone. The ability to handle and overcome adversity is also true for almost everyone. It requires commitment, faith, and most of all, courage. Join Beverly today as she shares insights on how to overcome adversity and develop the necessary traits if they don't come naturally to you. Beverly will also share true and inspiring stories of people who display remarkable courage under the most adverse circumstances. So a warm welcome to my friend, our health guru, my favorite poet, my best friend, Beverly Nadler.
Hi, Joyce, and everyone out there listening. Yes, this is a very, very important show, a very impactful on our lives when we are aware of the fact that, yes, life does contain adversity for everyone, and we do have to overcome it. And I think the first and most important way to overcome it is to recognize that that's a fact. Because if we don't recognize that as a fact, then we start thinking the universe is unfair and why did this happen to me and what's going on and what did I do wrong? And we go into a whole spiral of negativity, which, of course, affects our health and our happiness. Recognizing this is a part of life and realizing, okay, it's for me to learn how to handle it, for me to look into my own heart, my own mind, and see what are the ways. And there are so many people and so many things out there to help you. There are ways of tuning into what we might call a higher power, your spiritual self, so to speak, that will get you through adversity. But first, you must become aware of the fact that this is not something that you have been singled out for, and that you have within yourself the courage and the ability to move beyond whatever negativity may be going on. Courage is actually an attribute, we might say, of the soul, and it gives the individual the strength, the power, the endurance to overcome or surmount obstacles, hardships, failure, loss, disappointment, crises, anything, any circumstance, condition, or person or thing that interferes with the well-being of an individual and interferes with our ability to feel, yes, I can move on and get over this. I can pick myself up and dust myself off and move on, which many people do. You know, courage is associated with bravery, with gallantry, with heroism. But bravery implies fearlessness in the face of danger. But courage may be shown in spite of fear, in spite of worry. We make a decision. We have a commitment to move beyond this. And that is such an important and necessary thing. It's an emotion, but it's such a positive emotion. And when we radiate that, when we do something, we can see the people from the recent disasters that were happening across the world in Puerto Rico, in Las Vegas, all of the hurricanes that happened in Houston, Mexico, earthquake, all of these things, when we face them courageously, and we can see how many people did, how many first responders came there, and how many people who lost everything were able to move on, were able to be both brave, but most of all had the courage and the faith to move on. We have within us, we're born with it. Our soul has within us this attribute in being able to meet life's problems. And when we do, we not only benefit ourselves, but we inspire others. We inspire the people who find out about it, the people who come in contact with us, because all life is vibratory and they feel and the radiation from the energy that we possess, that we send out, that we radiate, that helps them to move on with their problems, with their issues, with their crises.
Very well stated. I have to take a moment, folks, to let you know to really listen to yesterday's show. It goes hand in hand with the show today. It's called Serenity Prayer, Magical and Magnificent. We did that with Chap Oscar, a pastor for all people. He has a church without walls for people of all faiths. But that show is like a glove for the show today. So I'll take one moment just to share the Serenity Prayer, but we really delve into it yesterday in our archives. And that prayer was by Reinhold Niebuhr, who lived from 1892 to 1971. You will recognize the first paragraph, no doubt, the first verse, since it's to all the AA meetings and meetings of that nature. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking, as he did, the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next. Amen. And I share that as my contribution to the show because that does help me get through a lot of things. And when Beverly started, she connected courage to serenity a few times right from the beginning. So I just wanted to share that and really encourage you to tune in to yesterday's show on the Serenity Prayer. Back to you, Beverly.
Sounds like a great idea. I encourage people to do the same. And I have the four lines, the first four lines on my wall to remind me that this is a fact, that when we do have the courage to change things, but the ability to know the difference is one of the things that keeps us going, saying, okay, I can't change this. What can I do so that I can experience peace of mind? And I would say right from the beginning, prayer is one of those things. Meditation is another. And being with friends and family and being able to talk about the things that you feel are burdensome, but not in a whining, like, oh, poor me thing, but being able to get out of your system. And then using some of the techniques that exist. My book, Vibrational Harmony, has several techniques in there that help people to get past the pain and the struggle that they're going through. So it is really, really important that we recognize, yeah, and that prayer says it constantly throughout, that life is difficult, that hardships are there, but that should not stop us from recognizing the beauty that also exists behind the tears, behind the rain. You know, they say that April showers bring May flowers. What, you know, if you think of that as a message, it's the pain and then getting past that. And I've heard many people say, I would not have ever traded what I went through for where I am now. And I'm going to talk about some of these people and their incredible stories of courage in a little while before this show ends, and some more people to inspire you because of what they've done. I also want to share with you, talked about what courage is. What are the when we talk about adversaries, what are we talking about? There are so many of them. There's, of course, serious illness, our own or somebody that we love, somebody that we're a caretaker for, and that would be mental as well as physical. There's divorce is very painful, inharmonious relationships, living with people that you do not have a good relationship with, that you don't see eye to eye with, and yet there is no way to change that living situation or that person, being able to still have the peace within yourself to know this too is a person with their own struggles and their own troubles, and it's important that we recognize that. And of course, the addiction, you know, the prayer that Joyce just read is what they use, the AA meanings. Any form of addiction, that's an adversity. Whatever that addiction is, that it has you instead of you being able to control it. More
absolutely true. Beverly, why don't you take a moment? You're having some adversity now, no doubt, trying to clear your throat. So while that's happening, let me go to a poem in your words on why you should be listening to this show every day. Every one of them will go a long way in helping you clear up your adversity. Here's Beverly in her words.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and friends.com. You will see my picture on the upper left of the homepage, and right under it, it says follow. And if you click on that, you will become one of our truly loyal listeners who will be apprised of every show, every guest, every topic via email. You need not miss any of our very special shows. So back to adversity and the connection with courage. Barbara DeAngelis said, we don't develop courage by being happy every day. We develop it by surviving difficult times and challenging adversity. Back to you, Beverly.
Very well said. And Winston Churchill said, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. And so that could be an adversity for some, their loss in business, loss of their home, failures in relationships, difficulties at work, financial crises of any type. There's handicaps and disabilities, being born with them or having an accident that causes them and having to adapt to a life that is more or less set up for people who do not have handicaps and adversities physically, and being able to overcome them and being able, in fact, to thrive because of them. More adversities of victims of crime. Parents of handicapped children or autistic children that have to adapt to a totally different way of living than most parents would have to. These are just some of the adversities that people face all around us. Postpartum syndrome is another. Having the joy of giving birth and then having months of suffering because of that. Post-traumatic stress syndrome, which many of the returning soldiers, and male and female, experience because of what they went through during the war. All of these things, another adversity is when you recognize that something is not right and you decide to become what's known a whistleblower, like Erin Brockovich, who they made a movie about her. She recognized that the chemical company was poisoning the water in her area, and she became a whistleblower. The tremendous amount of adversity that one experiences from that, or being someone who is ahead of their time, who brings something new and is constantly rejected, like Galileo, like Henry Ford, Einstein, saw a wonderful TV movie on Einstein and saw how much rejection and ridicule he went through. The Wright brothers, who they thought were insane, they actually wanted to put them into an institution because they said man would fly. And how about Walt Disney, when they said his mouse could never make it? That was ridiculous. And look what he's created. What did these people have to go through in order to get their concepts, their ideas, their inventions out there into the world? Tremendous adversity, which would have been totally impossible if they did not have the courage.
Beverly, those examples were great, and several of them, I would see the whole documentary of what they went through. I did see the one on Disney. I saw the one on Einstein. You know, we take for granted a lot of these wonderful things we're surrounded with, like Disneyland and Einstein's inventions and creations, but what they went through in the face of adversity, in the face of constant condemnation and criticism, it's really inspiring. I urge you folks to get to the story behind the story.
Very, very true. You know, it courage is a power. It helps us to overcome things, and it does require commitment. It does require self-discipline. It does require persistence to keep going on in spite of those who do not believe that what you have to say, what you have to contribute, what you have to do is something that is important. And it requires faith. If you do not have faith in it, there's no way that you're going to continue. It's an inspiring, it's another force that tides men over the difficulties of life, the uncertainties, the disappointments, and the failures that seem to obstruct us. It is a power, whether we call it faith in a power that we call God, or faith in ourselves, or faith in universal law, faith in the infinite, but knowing somehow that what is driving me is worth whatever I'm going through, that whatever it is I want to accomplish, I can. And that's where prayer and meditation and the recognition, which is so important, the recognition that adversity comes to us all, because many people waste a tremendous amount of energy and in envying and being jealous of people that appear to have so much because of their financial situation. And the television certainly does not help us to overcome adversity, because they're constantly showing these things and, you know, homes for millions of dollars and all these incredible things. And yet some of these people, with all of their wealth and all of the fame, we know that they're not happy. We know that they commit suicide. They become alcoholics. They become drug addicts. They die from that, because it is not the outside things that bring us the joy, the happiness, the peace. It is the inner, and the inner qualities, again, of having courage, of having faith, of having hope. These are the things that drive us, that keep us going. Because if we lose faith, if we lose courage, it's like being a boat without a rudder. We're just tossed about on the waves of life. We can feel that life is futile, useless, deplorable. And yet, if we have courage and faith, we will raise ourselves up to the occasion. We will, in fact, help others. That's another thing. We get a lot of courage when we help other people, and when we're around other people who have courage. Because, you know, in our daily lives, we meet obstacles, and sometimes they seem so great. But if we recognize that life always has and always will be full of obstacles, and that we have the ability to work with them, change them, or bring yourself out of them into something else. There are so many incredible, awesome stories of people that have done that. And I said, how do we do that? First, by deciding, by making the decision, I will get past this. Then we need outside help, and many times we do. That's what therapy is for. That's what energy psychology programs are for. I mentioned my book, Vibrational Harmony. You can find out more about it by going to my website, BeverlyNadler.com. And in there is a technique that has been so powerful, so useful. I've been using the technique for probably over 20 years. But some people, they're very new to it, and some people aren't even familiar with it. And it's a tapping technique where you literally can help release some of the negativity and the pain. And this technique, used by a practitioner in Connecticut, when there was this shooting, this school shooting in Connecticut, which was a horrible, horrible event, and I think 21 people were killed by actually a very sick, insane person. And the parents who lost their children literally said that if it wasn't for using the technique of being to literally tap out and release some of this negative energy, they don't know how they would have gone on. So this helps to give you courage. Never, ever feel, no, I have to deal with this by myself. If you can't, do the things that will help you, and do talk with friends and family. Do talk with people, counselors, with that is net. And grieving. Somebody has died. That's why they have grief groups. Passed a church in my own area recently, and there's a big sign outside the lawn which says, "Grieving, join us for our grieving group." There are ways that you can be helped. People who are thinking of committing suicide, there are suicide lines. In other words, it is recognized by many, many influential people, many doctors, many people who are counselors, who and religious leaders. Recognize that life is difficult, and yet we can get past it. So if you're having a difficult time, please do seek out some help.
I want to go back a bit. Beverly mentioned her website. So for those of you that may not be familiar with it, Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. There's many reasons to check that out. She's a guru on health, as you know. You'll find great information there. And her book, Vibrational Harmony, that you can purchase on Amazon, but in her website you will find links. Og Mandino, a great author from the past, way back when, so many of you may not have heard of him. He said, "Always seek out the seed of triumph in every adversity." Lou Holtz, which is one of the great basketball coaches of all times, Lou was known for how well he motivated and inspired his players. Everyone goes through adversity in life, but what matters is how you learn from it. And one of my favorites is by William Arthur Ward, "Adversity causes some men to break, others to break records." I like that one a lot because it's so inspiring. And it has been known when people say, "Don't seek revenge, seek massive success. Massive success is the best revenge." So when something angers you, upsets you, adversity, there's many things you can do. And Beverly's giving you all these tips. And as I said, my personal favorite is reference to the Serenity Prayer, which I have in many places, in many books, because it is so powerful. Over to you, Beverly.
Well, that's very interesting. One of the quotes that you gave, it's that some people break, others break through. I have found that some of the most inspiring people that have broken through I have met them on the show that we both love, Dancing with the Stars. every season they have at least one person, usually it's one person, who has met with extreme adversity, at least we would consider extreme adversity, and yet these people are doing something that most normal people could not even imagine doing. They are dancing, so most of them have never danced before in their life, most of the people on the show. But those with these adversities that I'm going to mention, and mention who they are and what their adversities or handicaps or challenges, which they have not only overcome, they have broken through to an extent that is almost unbelievable. But before I mention them, I do want to mention the one person that had the what I consider probably the most adversities you can imagine, and how she and her teacher broke through, and that was Helen Keller. That's an amazing story. The movie The Miracle Worker was about her and Annie Sullivan, who actually trained her. Here was this child who was almost like an animal. She couldn't hear, she couldn't speak, she couldn't see. And yet this, she went on, Helen Keller, to actually graduate from college, to be a speaker. I mean, this is unbelievable what she has overcome. And that life is to me such an inspiration. It's a film that is worth renting or getting out of your library just to see, and to see what Annie, the courage that she had to work with this girl, instead of saying, hey, this is too much for me, I can't deal with this, she changed that child. It's an amazing story.
Agreed.
Did you
and
see
I want to
movie,
say, you
way?
Referenced Dancing with the Stars. And
yes.
What I thought you were going to single out, the one that was beyond belief, it was so extraordinary. A woman at a young age was told she would never walk again. She was confined to a wheelchair. They told her she won't walk. She had some sort of major paralysis. She was so determined that now she's one of the better dancers on Dancing with the Stars. They said to her, you can dance in a wheelchair. And she says, no, I'm going to dance on my feet.
That's this season, yes. Well, what I said
yes.
is that I'm going to be talking about them, but first I want to mention the one who has overcome all kinds of handicaps, and then there's a number of people. Every single season they have someone. They had Niall DeMarco, who can't hear. He was born deaf. And here is this man dancing with a pro, like a pro. He was a model and very, very good looking. I'm not sure which season he was on, but it was recently, and he's married. And he said that I have never wanted to hear. But imagine being able to dance. And he was on, that was last year. He was on last year. Then there's this Amy Purdy, who had lost, she had a terrible illness, and she lost both of her legs. And she danced with prosthetic legs. And she's a professional speaker now. And among the fact that she is a Paralympic bronze medalist, and a motivational speaker, as I said. We watched her dancing, I mean, incredible dancing with prosthetic legs. And here they had told her, of course, that she was never going to walk, and she couldn't even imagine a normal life. And she lost her legs to meningitis at age 19 and then became a pro snowboarder. And her mantra is live inspired, if that is not an extraordinary, extraordinary story. And then we have Marley Maitland, a deaf actress who won an Academy Award, and she was on the show also. Imagine being deaf and being able to dance beautifully when you cannot hear the music. I consider that quite amazing. Those are a few. Oh, there's another one. Yes, another man. This is Noel Galloway. He was on in 2015, and he's a double amputee, an Iraq vet. And he was also lost his arm, lost one of his legs, dancing beautifully with his prosthetic leg and with only one arm. And what did these people have to do to say, you know what, my disability does not define me. I will find a way to make my life joyous. And in the process of making their life joyous, they brought us so much joy just to watch them, so much inspiration to know, you know what, this can be done. What are my problems? And most of us, most of the people that I'm talking to, I doubt if your problems are as huge as many of the ones that I mentioned. But yet each day that you feel a failure or you feel that some the disappointment, to you, that is a mountain to climb. And I'm not putting that down. And I'm saying if you cannot do it on your own, do it with help. Use whatever it is that will inspire you. Joyce uses that prayer. I use a lot of meditation. I go into meditation, a lot of breathing techniques, the tapping techniques. There are ways of overcoming. And the amazing thing is when we do overcome it, we do feel something shift in our own consciousness. We do have more strength. We do have more ability to face the next challenges of life.
And it takes a lot for some of us, such that they give up without really going all the way, without going for that breakthrough. Others are so committed, so determined, no matter what attitude, that they break through in face of things. As Beverly was saying, the unimaginable happened because of their stick-to-itiveness, their faith, their confidence, their attitude. So, yes, you have to decide how far are you willing to go to have your breakthrough.
Oh, you're so right. I've got so many more. Here's a man who is a Harvard law graduate, a Supreme Court clerk, father of triplets, construction firm executive, and he's blind. He's done all of this being blind. And what about Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles and Andrea Bocelli with these magnificent talents and gifts? And they could have said, no, how can I do anything? What can I do with my life? And they made such incredible lives for themselves. And even with Ray Charles, that was one adversity, going blind. The other was he was a drug addict, and he actually, I'm going to say cured himself. I don't know what the right word is, but he broke his addiction. And there was an awesome movie called Ray about him that is worth watching. I don't know, you know, the truth of every single detail, but there's certainly enough truth in there.
If I'm not mistaken, it was Jamie Foxx that took the starring role.
You are correct, and he was incredible in that role. Absolutely incredible. We got some other, a young girl, amazing, a young girl who was abandoned as an infant because she was born without legs. What is amazing is that she became a gymnast without legs. And there's photos of her from People magazine where I found this amazing article showing her doing a headstand, in this case, without her legs. Sometimes she wore her prosthetic legs. Unbelievable to decide, oh, I'm going to be a gymnast. I like that. Without legs. How many people even think of that kind of thing? Not very many, I believe. And then we have disabilities. We say, well, compared to that, that's not much disabilities, dyslexia. But it is a disability. And for some people, it just stops them from moving on and doing anything because they can't read normally. They can't see things normally. The words get twisted up and everything. And here's there's a very well-known real estate agency, RAVEIS, not sure how to pronounce it, Wavis. But at any rate, his real estate agency, he's got 3,500 agents in seven states. It's a $9 billion company, and he discussed how he had to adapt to his own disability because it could have certainly stopped him from becoming a what we would now look at as a business mogul. There are countless stories about people who have risen above adversity. We watch Steve Harvey on television now, and he's one of his beloved many shows. There was a time when he lived in his car, and he could have said, "My, what is happening to me? What am I going to do? I mean, my life is worthless." And no, but he didn't. And he is now very, very, I'm not saying that if you face your adversity, you're going to become a billionaire. But what I'm saying is that whatever it is for you to move into what you want in your life, if the determination is there, the courage, again, remember, courage does not mean that you don't have any fear or concerns. It means that you move forward in spite of it because you have the commitment and because you have the faith. And I'm saying that these are things, in fact, in my book, Vibrational Harmony, there is a chapter devoted specifically to creating faith. If you do not have it, how you actually can go about bringing that quality because you want it. I mean, wanting it is one of the most important things. There is another... go ahead.
You must want it. It starts with the power of the mind. I like this also to drive a point home. The first step to getting what you want is having the courage to get rid of what you don't. And in all those stories, they had such extraordinary afflictions, problems, issues, extraordinary, beyond the average person even thinking there's a possibility to get past it. These people were so focused on what they wanted that they were determined to get rid of what they didn't want and get past it in the face of all odds.
Very true. And what they didn't want, see, they could not change the particular adversity that they had, the handicap, but what they didn't want was a mindset that said, this is, I can't go on. That's what they didn't want. I know a story also, not just a story, a man that I had met, he's passed on now, but he was burnt. And he was a very, very wealthy man, and he had his own plane, and the plane crashed, and he was burnt, every inch of his body literally burnt. And he was told, of course, in his family, you know, prepare for there's no way this man is going to survive. And I think they called him Miracle Man. I used to be teaching, speaking at some chiropractic seminars and programs and conventions, and he was frequently a guest. And he didn't look perfect. I mean, imagine every single inch of his body burned. He said that the way he overcame this was the constant and absolute belief and faith that he could get past this and be an inspiration to others. And he would begin each day, not only with a prayer, but also he would move one finger at a time, one toe at a time. He would do things that, what I'm going to say, people with strength and gifts and all might not think to do. But here is a man that overcame an adversity that is almost incomprehensible to even believe.
And all those stories were incomprehensible, so they were all extraordinary examples. My God, if just one of them touches your heart the way they all touch mine, folks, just take that one thing in your life, it could be small, it could be big, and say, time to let go of this, the inability, the disability, and get past it. And do something that makes you happy, that's on your bucket list, that you feel good about the accomplishment.
Yes, because many individuals owe their successes and their triumphs to their tremendous disabilities. And that's these people that I mentioned who've overcome it, and many of them who have the pleasure and bring us pleasure by being on Dancing with the Stars, they refuse to accept these. And, you know, these people, you know, we watch them do this dance. They're practicing 7 and 8 hours a day, 6 to 7 days a week in order to perfect what they do. So when pain and suffering and misfortune or calamity threaten our peace and happiness, we have got to have the courage to move forward. And when we have fear and worry, it's another thing to say, you know, I'm going to change this situation. And I want to talk about one that is quite different. This person did not have a disability. You may be familiar with the fact that recently Wells Fargo had a scandal. I don't know how many people are, but I was familiar with it. I saw it first on TV and wondered about what was this scandal about. And what it was about was that Wells Fargo, the huge, you know, corporation that we trust, bank. In fact, I have a Wells Fargo credit card. I didn't give it up. But what they were doing is they had sales goals in the company, and people had to meet these sales goals. That means they had to sign up new people. That's what sales goals means in credit cards. And they were encouraged, the company was encouraging people to sign up friends and family without their requesting the cards. And in 2008, a single mother with two kids joined the St. Helena, California branch of Wells Fargo as a personal banker. And 2 months into the job, she noticed that the coworkers were opening accounts for customers without their consent. And she had more and more people coming in and say, why do I have this debit card? I didn't request it. She said that some of these people, I don't understand this, but I'm just telling you what's in this article. They had 10 or 15 debit cards. And she said, there's something wrong here. This is a pattern. So she brought her concerns. Now, understand, this is 2008. She brought her concerns to her branch manager, who ignored her. She went to human resources, ignored. Undeterred, she called the bank's ethics department. 10 months later, she was fired.
Wow. Wow.
Now, this is what we call a whistleblower. When I mentioned Aaron Rakowicz before, and there was a movie, I don't remember who the whistleblower was there. The movie was with Sally Field and Cher. I don't recall what the story was. I just remember that that's what it was about, and it was also an excellent movie and a true story also. What makes that, you know, they become very interesting when they're true stories. And so this, so she was fired for this. And when she and so another employee brought a suit against Wells Fargo, and the court sided with the bank. That was in 2012. Well, she didn't give up. This woman did not give up.
That's
the story
amazing.
Truly broke. Did you remember reading about it?
No, but it's amazing because even the court didn't get it. What I would do is go right to the newspapers, make it public. Then they can't ignore you. So what happened
exactly
next?
That's exactly what happened. Exactly what happened. Finally, it got into the news, and eventually in 2016, they finally this broke, and the bank agreed to pay $142 million to settle class action suits. But she struggled with this from 2008, lost her job in 2010, continued on until finally the bank paid attention. Unfortunately, she did not do well. She had more than $18,000 in legal fees that she had to pay, believe it or not. I mean, I look at that and I say, that is awesomely, incredibly, and I don't mean awesomely like good. I mean, wow, that's terrible. She's working as a property manager, and yet this is what she says. She takes pride in knowing that her voice led to a chorus of calls that helped end the Wells Fargo deceit. To me, she said, it's kind of like, I told you so. So she had continued on because this was a mission for her, that she was not going to stand by and allow this to happen. Huge company like that getting away with it, the courts not even realizing it, and she knew that if she kept that, or she felt, and she was right, eventually this scandal is going to break. And it did. Of course, the company's still operating. And as I said, I have a Wells Fargo card. I had no idea, I had no idea why this was happening until recently. And it was because the workers were trying to make sales goals. And so they were encouraged to just sign people up so you can have more sales and you don't get fired.
That's kind of like the policemen that have quotas. You know, we hear it all the time. But what she went through is so horrific at any stage of the game. I would have started with the newspapers and got them on my side. That's just me. But what I want to do now, folks, I want to give you some magical keys to overcome adversity. And then we'll go to Beverly for her final message to you.
The Magical Keys, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Are you a mover and a shaker? Are you a barrier breaker? What is your personal code? Is it to be in a positive mode? When you're getting your job done, are you happy and having fun? There are 24 hours in a day. Are you using them in a constructive way? There are 168 hours in a week. Are you operating at your peak? Look for miracles and know they will come. Then you are blessed to receive each one. Every dream you want to come true, ask the universe to give it to you. Focus on having good health. Focus on unlimited wealth. Focus on everything you say to bring great opportunities your way. Focus on people both near and far that really love you for who you are. When you work and when you rest, visualize receiving all the best. Believe and know you can have it all, even when you're up against the wall. Believe it as well you should. Believe it when you're feeling good. Believe it when you're feeling blue. Then feel good to make it come true. The key is to get energized. The key is to get vitalized. The key is to get ignited. The key is to get excited. So, as you can plainly see, each one is a magical key. These magical keys will open your door to having all that you want and even more.
I shared that with you folks to drive home how important passion, commitment in the face of whatever it is, to go for your dreams and to do what you need to do to have them come true in the face of whatever is standing in your way. Back to you, Beverly, and what message do you want to leave our people with?
I want to leave our people with the message that today we've given you countless examples of people who have moved on in spite of disabilities, in spite of criticism, condemnation, all kinds of things that stop many people, though the people watch them and say, wow, that's great, I wish I could do that. The message is that the universe is a panorama of contrast, and it's filled with endless possibilities and endless ways for us to deal with our challenges, but our minds must be open and our souls must be imbued with the courage and the faith so that we can move on and combat the obstacles of life that challenge us, but ultimately we can achieve our goal. And then I would like
I'm
to share my
poem. I'm going to ask you if you have a poem, but before that, would you just explain to our folks how the law of polarity comes into play here?
Beautifully said or asked. Yes, the law of polarity, you can look at it as, well, that's why things are the way they are. But you don't look at it that way. Just know that that is one of the universal laws. It is just a way that the creator, the power, whatever the source, has made this plane of existence, that there's the negative and the positive, the good and the bad, the pain and the pleasure. There, all of this exists, will always exist on this plane of existence. That's where this prayer that you read, Reinhold's prayer, about at another point, another way, there is another dimension that we can move on to where that doesn't exist. But in this plane, in this physical world, this is what exists. And so when we look at things and we say, that's negative, okay, or negative to me, I don't want that, you know, then we need to recognize what is it that I do want, because the negative will exist. It is for us. And when I say negative, again, it's negative to you. It's going to give you an example. There's two teams who want to win, both of them praying, and one wins, the other does not. What can you say? You know, God chose this one? No. The law of polarity, another time, it will swing in the other team's direction. This is what life is about, and it will always be that way. But if we can hold an optimistic attitude and say, okay, how do I deal with this? And use the tools that I spoke about and that Joy spoke about, and read about these inspiring people and say, if they can do it, so can I. I don't have the same enormous challenges that some of these people have, but I can get over mine, whether it's actually physically or emotionally. If you get over it emotionally and it no longer disturbs you, you move on. If you can actually change the situation, wonderful. But it is up to you. There is no one else that can do it, but there is help out there.
And do you have a poem for us today?
Yes. As a matter of fact, the poem is Trust in Me. And the me, of course, is God, the universe, source, the power, the creator, whatever name you want to give. This, what created the universe and operates it according to its laws, and the law of polarity is one of them. If everything seems to be falling apart and you feel an ache deep in your heart, believe in what you cannot see. Things will change if you trust in me. When the world around you seems to say nothing good is coming your way, hold on to the vision of what life can be, and it will come to pass if you trust in me. When your prayers aren't answered and nothing matters and your hopes and passions seem to shatter, pick up your eyes beyond reality. Your feelings will shift if you trust in me. When you believe in yourself, the doors open wide. Look in your heart. See the beauty inside. In your universe, you are the star. Nothing is more important than who you think you are. There is a rhythm of receiving and giving, and being disappointed is part of living. Give thanks for it all, even the good you can't see, and your dreams will come true if you trust in me.
That was extraordinary, Beverly Nadler, and I do say I trust in you. For every Thursday, here's to your health Thursdays, that you will deliver an amazing, outstanding show, a show that will clearly make a difference in the lives of so many people across the world. So thank you for that. Thank you very much. Folks, my final message is in a prayer that I created for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, go out and make someone happy today. And we want to make you happy today and every day. We invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that starting right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day.
Wow.
And listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Wow.